It's the Shortlist with Jake and Amy.
Yes, it is.
And we're back.
Mm-hmm.
Second week of quarantine, staying at home.
Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't say quarantine.
Well, I mean, that's not the wrong word. It's a self-isolation. It's not like we've been mandated to be quarantined yet.
You know what I've noticed about myself when it comes to the zeitgeist, which is, you know, things that are just popular?
I don't even know what that means.
Zeitgeist, I mean, I'm going to butcher the definition, but basically the things that are becoming popular for the time.
Okay.
Is words like social distancing and stuff. I just get so, it's like when millennials, you know, start using a buzzword.
I don't think so. That's what it is right
now.
No,
I know. I'm saying additionally, like when a millennial uses a buzzword like vibes. Oh, cool vibes. Or like, I get really tired of it really quickly. Mm-hmm. And even though social distancing is the appropriate word, I get so tired of it so quickly, and I don't...
Because it's just everywhere right now?
Yeah, because it just is popular, and it's like I don't like to feel like I'm just...
Yeah, but see, I would argue it's not popular. It's just... I don't know. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's just like I don't think it's the same thing. It's just me.
I think my reaction is as if they are the same thing, and they are not. I'm saying I'm wrong. You know what I mean?
You don't have, Jake comes to the stand with an opinion and I tell him he's wrong and then he's wrong. You're not wrong.
I think, no, I'm just saying it's something I should work on.
Okay.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, right now it's a very unique situation.
Yeah. It's like I'm lumping it in with like somebody saying, oh, that's so extra. And that annoys me. And then when I hear enough people say social distancing, like it's a buzzword,
yeah, it
I'm like,
bothers oh, that's... you in the same way.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah. I get that.
So anyway.
Gosh, you're so extra.
Thank you. It is funny though. I like the term extra. It's funny. I just don't like using it because it's popular. Doesn't matter. I'm a weird person.
That's the truth. Yeah. So yeah, we are social distancing.
Yep.
I mean, really, so we're pretty standard. Like, in a typical functioning society, we would probably go to the grocery store, what, 3 times a week, you'd say?
I'd say one big trip.
And then go back, like, two or three extra times for little things.
Yeah.
And obviously, we're trying really hard that's not necessary. So, you know, I think we've, in the past week and a half, we've only gone twice.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Correct.
And really, I mean, we've been, our gym is closed here. So we've been doing at home workouts
through Peloton, which, if you don't know, they are offering free
90 days. And the cool thing, you know, you hear that sometimes. Excuse me, first cough of the season. Can we get that out of there?
Yeah.
Okay. Peloton is offering 90 days free. And the cool thing is sometimes when you hear, oh, free trial, you have to sign up and, you know, have a credit card on file or something. Nope. You do have to sign up, but there's no tie to you financially. What is happening to my voice?
It's been a long day at work.
Wow. Voice that's is annoying. Tired. Yeah. So yeah, we've been doing that. It's been cool.
It is. And you know, I say we, cause I just usually end up doing things that you do, but we've tried the Beachbody thing, which was a couple years ago, which is additionally online workouts with an app and stuff. And they were fun. They were good. I would say they were good. These ones are a little better.
Yeah.
And there's this cool interactive thing with Peloton where they show you how
joining
many other
the class.
Yeah. Joining and how many other people are in that workout, like how far along the workout they are.
Right. Because we're basically, we're not doing anything live. We don't have a Peloton bike. But they do other classes that don't require a bike, of course. Why can't I talk? This
I
is
know.
Not working okay. for me. So basically, Peloton is probably most well known for the, you know, cycling. You're on your bike at your home watching live.
Right.
So we're not joining anything live because we're not doing the cycling, but they still show you how many people are watching at that moment. So I've, you know, let's say we did a strength training yesterday. That was probably recorded the day before. And even in that moment when you and I are watching it, there's like 400 people watching it at the same time.
Right. And it's, and
it's
you
amazing.
See, like, you know, what was it? All these clever like usernames, but you know, they have, it shows you if that they're almost done. And then when they complete, it gives a little check.
Right. So, cause know. Let's say you started the class 50 minutes ago, except it would have to be an hour, but whatever. If you started 10 minutes before me, yeah. when I log in and I see you're also participating in the class, I can also see you're 10 minutes in front of me.
Right.
So it is kind of neat, but I think they're good workouts. I've been sore freaking every day.
Me too. And it's been, we've only done one workout that involved weights at all. Mm-hmm. Almost everything else was body weights. And we did a stretch one yesterday that was a little rough, but
yeah, that was an intense stretch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
And you learn the different personalities of the different
instructors.
Instructors, I guess. So anyway, that's.
Yeah. So it's free. If you're getting a little stir crazy and you can't get to the gym, they have everything from yoga, meditation. They do have cycling. Circuit training.
It's pretty cool. So bizarre to me. It feels like, I mean, and this kind of gets to something that we put on our list to talk about. What it was that it kind of feels like the future that we've seen in the past, if that makes sense, where everything you do is just like sucked into your home, you know, almost like in WALL-E. Did you ever see the movie WALL-E?
Mm-mm.
Well, that does, I guess it's not a very good comparison, but just, you know, everything that you would need ideally is in your home. And we're kind of forced to do that now. Working out kind of has to be at home because gyms are closed, food delivery services, just all kinds of,
mm-hmm.
you know, just interesting to me that I think this is, like I said before we started recording, there's going to be a life before this crisis and life after this crisis. Mm-hmm. And we're going to learn a lot from
it. It's going to be like 9/11. You say 9/11, people that were alive on September 11th, 2001, know what that means.
Right.
People are going to say COVID-19 and people are going to either know what that means or they won't.
Yeah. Well, and the way that it's going to change the healthcare system, the way that it's going to change, I mean, I guess really that's probably the primary thing, but there are going to be a lot of things we learn out of this time that are going to hopefully make our world a better place, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, just, I think a lot of the anxiety around right now with the economy and with everybody's individual jobs, I think the economy is, it's easier to see the Dow Jones drop and not worry about it. If you're not really thinking about your investments, you know, but when your job is, you're getting hours cut back or maybe you're furloughed or, you know, the financial well-being of the business that you work for is maybe in question, that's where it becomes a little bit more personal. So I think a lot of those anxieties take over right now on top of health concerns, but I think it's good to also think about the good things that'll come out of this.
Like what?
Changes to the healthcare system, mostly, I would say.
I'm curious about that. You keep saying that. What does that mean?
Well, so a while ago I was watching just a couple episodes on this Netflix series called Pandemic. This was like back in January.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the short story of that series was saying we are underprepared for a pandemic of exactly this size. Mm-hmm. That we don't have the ventilators, we don't have the beds. If something were to spread that we couldn't really control, we would not have the capacity to receive that spike of need.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what the whole flatten the curve thing is about, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. My thought is, I mean, I think we already knew that and they still weren't preparing. And
right.
That's like a whole other, why weren't they preparing?
Right.
That's like a much bigger in-depth question that we should be asking ourselves, but that's just me.
I agree. I totally agree.
Would hope that changes will happen, but you don't know.
You're right. I don't know. I guess it's more of an optimistic thought that maybe this will teach us all to actually take it seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
But there's also so many, we see a lot of people helping people, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, like you said, this is the first situation in our lifetime that has forced people to be home, like literally forced you to be home. You come home every day on a typical day where you maybe were at the office. That's
you're
the dog.
Our dog.
Sierra, thanks for protecting me. Good girl.
We've been telling her.
My new thing, instead of saying N-O, like all mad, is to be very thankful for the way she, thank you for protecting us, Sierra. Good girl. Works
She's
like
alerting
a charm.
Us of the threat.
You know, typically, and we would go to the office, come home, make dinner, spend some time together. Blah, 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 mm-hmm. whatever. Obviously a million other things mixed in. But now it's like you have no choice but to be home together.
Right.
Yes, you can be on your phone or yes, there's other distractions. But I think this is really, really forcing people to thank you for protecting me, Sarah. Good girl. I think it's really, really changing the focus.
Right.
I mean, that sounds so stupid to say because we know it is, but
right.
Like you and I will typically get out on the weekend with the dog and go somewhere like on a little adventure. We went to Kettle Cove this past weekend and it was packed.
Yeah.
Because people can be outside.
Right.
And it was so good to see that. Or,
right.
I mean, for me on a spiritual level, like it gives me more time to journal and read my Bible and right. connect with God. And I think depending on your beliefs, I do believe we need God, and that's there's zero reason right now that I should be not reading my Bible.
Right.
I have all the time in the world. Right. It's also convenient for me that I've given up social media for Lent. Yeah. So I'm at home and I'm not on social media.
Yeah. There's a, I mean, as just in that situation alone, like there's, first of all, it's come, even though it snowed today, it's springtime in Maine, which everybody gets a little stir crazy here to just get out once the sun comes out, right?
Mud so, season.
Mud season. Mm-hmm. But there's still plenty of reason to enjoy the sunshine.
For sure.
You haven't been on social media at all, so you're spending a lot less time on your phone. But at the same time, you're being forced to stay inside a lot more,
mm-hmm.
right? So I think you do have a really unique perspective, especially on like
yeah, I don't know. Like, it was hard for me to, I mean, we miss family all the time, but to be physically so close to my parents, but to know that I probably shouldn't go see them.
It's really unsafe.
It was really hard for me just over the past week that I did cave and we went and saw my mom and dad and, you know, but the rule was no touching and like yep. 6 feet apart. And yep. we stayed for maybe an hour, but it's just funny how on a typical week, I could not see them for 2 weeks and I miss them and talk to them. It's not a big deal. But when I know I can't,
right.
I'm like, this yeah. sucks.
Yeah.
But anyway,
but there,
I went off on a tangent.
No, it's, that's what,
but sorry.
That's what I think that's what this
podcast
is about. But I think
that's what it's, you know, all of that. You have to look at how you can try to be there for other people. So I don't know. Yeah. It's just.
Yeah. Well, we, you know. You got to get creative. The other thing is, you know, people are starting to get creative.
Mm-hmm.
Even we did arts and crafts this weekend.
We did Yahtzee with your mom, dad, and sister yeah. and brother-in-law. So three-way FaceTime, played Yahtzee in three different states.
Three different time zones even.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of hectic, but we got it figured out. It was fun.
No, but it's like those are the creative, you know, right. things that you're still feeling connected. We still laughed so hard.
Yep.
You know, it's that's what's important.
Yeah. Indeed. Indeed.
I just have to say, I wasn't going to say this because I don't like tooting my own horn or yeah. our own horn, but it makes me think of grandma. And so the business that I work in, I would say 90% of our population are elderly folks. And then Jake and I, we only have one surviving grandparent right now. Arla Van Papegem, and she's in Idaho, which we're not. And we just really miss her and, you know, called her last night and she was having a, you know, she wasn't having a bad day, but what was she saying?
She was having a good day, I would say, but she.
Well, good day, like lucid. She knew
right.
who we were.
And we were just asking her, you know, how are you doing? Do you have the supplies you need? Are you getting along with,
yeah, because
you know,
this
what
is
do you miss?
Her out.
Right. For she's been very, And I would say rightfully so, pretty pretty nervous and my parents, her children and daughter-in-law do take very good care of her, but they can't go see her right now. There is, I mean,
she's at an assisted living, so they're in lockdown, like not supposed to have visitors.
Yeah. So
she just lost her dog.
Yeah. Her dog
having a rough go.
10 years, 11 years. Yeah. And, we just asked her what she was missing. You know, what would she like to have around that she doesn't? She was just talking about some snack foods.
Yeah, she was so sweet.
And so Amy, being the kind person she is, actually took the initiative to look into delivery, like some kind of grocery delivery that we could get sent to her. And it turns out Target did that right down the road. And so yeah, we together a little care package.
Jake and I just picked, we basically wanted to know what she wanted for snacks because she can only have, you know, she has a microwave. She doesn't have anything else. So, yeah. And I guess Jake talked to her today. I didn't talk to her, but she was really excited.
Very excited. Mm. Very excited to have.
Get her all her junk food.
Her caffeine-free diet Pepsi, which brings back, like I said, brings back so many memories to me. Because that was all she would keep around when I was a teenager, and all I wanted was, like, you know, a
Mountain
root beer
Dew or
a Mountain
something.
Dew. Yeah.
She's like, here, caffeine free.
Yeah.
Ew.
So.
But yeah, so not that you need to spend money necessarily, because I know money is tight for everyone, but just like think of ways you can help someone, whether it's literally FaceTiming them or calling them and saying, hey, like, do you need me to drop anything off for you? Do you need me to help you bring the trash out? Or I don't know, just be nice. There's so many people that are A, feeling so alone right now, and B, are not going to ask for help.
No.
You know, so I don't know. I think it's good just to ask.
Yeah. And just the encouraging, seeing people post, you know, like relief fund things for certain sectors, you know, I think that's really encouraging, and that people are helping out each other. So anyway,
definitely.
I want to talk about games, because we have been playing a few games, but there was one.
Ooh, we got to finish Spades tonight.
We got our two-person Spades game, which Spades and Hearts is the other one. I love those. I'm so glad your parents taught that to me, because they're just, they're, it's, I feel like I've been stuck in kind of the kids card games like Go Fish or.
Yeah, I get that.
Even Speed, you know. And so it's been nice to have card games that actually involve strategy. And anyway, but this game that I picked up from another podcast that we've played a couple times just around the house, and it's not really like it's just a for fun game you can play with whoever's in the room, but it's guess a celebrity of a particular age game, basically, with
it
like a
fun
Google Assistant or your phone.
Yeah, even. you need some artificial intelligence to help you with this.
But like, we just pick a random number, say it's 35.
Right.
And then you try and guess a celebrity that's exactly that age. So, you know, you say, hey, Google, how old is Thomas Middleditch? And and then you just go until somebody
Take
gets
turns
it right.
Until someone gets a 35-year-old.
It's pretty fun.
We play in the kitchen sometimes.
Good way to pass the time.
Yeah. What else have we played? We played Spades. We've definitely played Scrabble.
Filler Bust,
which is basically like a Yahtzee game. We played Yahtzee. We play a lot of games.
What else? I feel like there was one other one.
Bananagrams.
Yeah, we haven't played that since the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing. We're eating a lot of food, I will say. Good thing we're working out, because I am not getting my steps in like I typically do.
I'm thinking we have been doing, the workouts we've been doing have been good. I do think I still need to fit a run in in the next week or so.
Well, when today I did go into the office, but typically I'm working from home, and one goal I tried to do, and I'm trying to do, is to walk 3 times during the day. So like in the morning, afternoon, and then after dinner with the dog, especially. I think she's loving having us home.
Yeah, she's getting more walks than she usually does per day, I'd say.
Well, in the city of Portland, speaking of COVID, we're on that topic. They are officially What are they calling it?
Shelter in place, stay inside. I'm not really sure what the term is. But
so effective tonight at midnight, and it's for 5 days. They'll reassess. But basically, they're telling residents of Portland, like, don't leave your house unless it's essential.
Right.
Which is food, medical. That's pretty much it.
Pretty much it. I mean, there are some, like, business-wise, there are some, like, construction and energy.
Yeah, they did say construction, yeah.
Services they're saying are infrastructurally critical.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So.
But things like, you know, TJ Maxx or any restaurant, of course, or anything like that. Yeah. Barbershops are closing. Those things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, any and all retail, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Crazy.
Just one of the, I don't know. That's one of those things. I just feel like there's going to be something like a reset, you know, just like this kind of mental capitalist reset that we can take to reassess the state of our culture, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, this sounds, I feel silly saying this, but as a woman, I've been seeing a lot about women that feel like they're giving their skin and their hair a break, because most women, when you're going to work, you have to look, or you think you have to look, fully put together.
Totally.
And you've been seeing this face. I have not been fully put together.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, that's nice to just not have to adhere to this preconceived standard, I guess.
Quote, beauty standard that takes
not
only time, it takes up your time, it takes up your money, and it is on some level a detriment to your health sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
On some level sometimes. Let me be a little bit more active about that instead of passive. Ugh. Anyway, that's the thing. Just random aside, I struggle as a writer with active voice versus passive voice. That's just a fun
fact
about me.
So wait, you struggled with it to have an active voice?
To not use passive voice.
So, like, what's the difference?
That's the thing. There are these little, like, tests that you can...
I know the difference, I guess.
The literal definition is something about where the verb...
is doing.
Well, the verb appears before the subject in a
sentence.
I gotta
go. I didn't sign up for this class.
Exactly. And that's why I don't
this
like it.
This is a bad dream.
That's why I can't figure it out.
Shoot, someone else.
I just don't like it.
Send help.
What else was it? Oh, well, we could talk about the shows we've been watching, I guess, just for those that are looking for more screen time.
Yeah, I gotta check
my
baked potatoes on them and I can smell them. Okay. I'm in the process of cooking Din Din.
We finished Schitt's Creek, which is such a joy. A great show. I'd recommend starting it to anyone.
Someone have an Amazon Prime login. I really want to watch season 6.
If you've bought season 6 on Amazon Prime.
Oh, so you have to buy it.
Yeah, and you feel like sharing.
How much are they charging?
I have no idea. Probably a lot.
Yeah, I should just wait.
We
watched Blow the Man Down.
Blow the Man Down.
Which was so cool.
Shot all in Maine.
Harpswell, Maine was the filming
great
location.
Story.
Two sisters. What would you consider that? Is it like a drama?
I would just call it murder in a small town. Yeah. Murder
it's
in
pretty
a small
cool.
town drama.
It's good. If you're a Mainer, and even if you're not, I think they do a pretty good take on a fishing town in Maine. I love it. Love.
If you remember, if you've listened to this podcast and you heard me talk about a gig I had last year where I missed
Vinylhaven.
The boat to Vinylhaven, it was a whole nightmare. This movie is exactly that town.
It's Vinylhaven, yeah.
Almost to a T.
But it's not. It's Harpswell.
Anyway.
Anywho.
True Detective season 1. We've enjoyed. I've enjoyed.
No, I have because that's not something I typically like dive into.
Yeah.
But it is really good. And they're both wonderful actors.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
Anything else we've been on? I feel like there's something on Hulu and I can't figure it out, but that's okay. We'll get to it later.
Yeah. That's what we've been doing. I think we've done well though. We've really stayed as busy as possible.
Yes. And
active as possible.
Full disclosure, there have been times where this has not been easy for us as far as just living in the same tiny house apartment, you know, and being in close proximity. Like it causes frictions, but I think.
Well, that, and I said this to you, like I get waves of sadness.
Right.
Like last night, all of a sudden, I'm just like, I feel really sad.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I'm so grateful for my health, for everything. We're well taken care of, et cetera, et cetera. And I still feel sad. So I know that people out there are, I know that you're going to, you listening are going to have the same thing, and it's okay.
Right.
Just try to hold on. One thing someone taught me when I was probably 26 was just to ride the feeling. Doesn't do any good to like run from a feeling that you're having,
yeah,
or to tell yourself, oh, I shouldn't feel that way. Well, guess what? You do feel that way. So just ride it out like a wave, because it will subside.
Yeah. Something I've been trying, and I got this from another podcast, but it's kind of like, hey, if I'm feeling sad, like, hey, look, it's Jake feeling sad. Look at Jake feeling sad. Just kind of look at it.
Oh, and, from the outside?
Yeah, kind of try and not separate yourself, but just view it, mm-hmm, and be like, hey, interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and I do that, especially if I'm upset. Like if I'm getting upset, the way to pull myself out is like, look, this is Jake playing the guy that's upset.
Hmm. Interesting. I'll have to try that. Yeah, so that's it. My nose is telling me this is true. This is how much I cook. I need to go because I forgot to put the chicken in.
Okay, oh, yeah. Okay, so, well, then let's go eat food.
Let's wrap up. But, yeah.
Send any self-quarantine tips you have to shortlistpod@gmail.com.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I got to go put chicken in.
Chicken time. It's The Shortlist with Jake and Amy.